and I'm delighted to welcome in here, and she's a very reluctant guest, and she says she's very nervous, but by the look of her, you wouldn't think so. And to tell her how nervous she was, she turned up last Wednesday evening above to in the All Golf Club to take part in the CRY 104 FM Golf Classic, and she turned up, turned out the winner. Katie Flavin, welcome. Katie, talk us into this. I mean, golf classics are usually sharks follow these things around the place. Fellas, they be looking, you know, to get a freebie. Lots of these sharks, lots of these are sponsored by businesses and so forth, and they give them out to people, usually golfers who like to have a available to play that day. And but you went out and you bet them in.
Well, we're no sharks anyway at the business. We brought in, or we put in the team ourselves. Liz Welch and myself, and then we went up to Yall Golf on Thursday morning, just the two of us, with the intention of going out anyway because we hadn't a third. And Albert went off over and found Tony Lynch on the practice green. So he arrived over with us, and it was the first time meeting Tony Lynch on the first tee box, and the three of us went off out and we played our game. So it the weather was lovely and it was amazing, and we just happened to sync with one another, and we had a great match going around.
Yall is a hard course now. I've played it myself now, not that I was any good or anything like that. I suppose it made no difference to me, but it was hard or good, but hard or easy. But it's a tough course. It's a score of 60. Talk about the score of 63 first, anyway. How was the score added up in the first place between those three? No, all right.
I'm a very raw beginner now at this, but Liz plays off 36, I play off 31, and I think, Tony, I could be wrong you, but I think you're 7 or 8. So they just add the scores and then they do their division after that.
But anyway, you ended up with Liz Welch, Kate Flavin and Tony Lynch ended up with a score of 63. Michael Landers, Mick Coleman and Morris Power with 62. Jim Mudderway, Jim Morley and Kevin Landers, 58. Stephen Hennessy, Tommy Bullman and Dermot Horrigan at 58. So, yeah, that was big scoring.
So we were very lucky that with two women on the team, which is a great privilege, that we actually bursted it and came in with it, and we enjoyed it. I sang to Tony, all right, on the 13th hole, I think. I said I sang that song. I think that feeling in my fingers and feeling in my toes, and himself and Liz actually scored 4 points each on the 13th hole. So we did 8 points off that hole, so it was great. So the song worked.
So maybe we have a bit of advice for Rory McIlroy there before he goes out in a minute. Or maybe
call
Katie. She'll seat you over the phone. No matter there.
Absolutely.
Katie, tell us, how did you get into the golf?
I joined it in 2008, which reluctantly, really. I always felt I was probably 10 years too young to join golf. So I joined it in 2008, and I absolutely took to it like a duck to water. I loved it. Circumstances happened in my life, so I packed it up again fairly swiftly. And I joined it again back in 2012, and I'm playing it since. So I absolutely enjoy it now.
And you're joining Yall Golf Club, of course.
Yall Golf Club, absolutely. An amazing golf club. People say it's tough. I don't know. I think the hardest course I've ever played was Macroom, and they call that the heart attack course. Well, other than that,
you must have never played so Cove, the new one in Cove.
I've played Cove, and I think Macroom is actually probably a little bit tougher there in the mountains.
What do you think, sir?
Absolutely. Yall is absolutely a beautiful course. I know people say it's the holes across the road, but we've only one little hill, and I was born at the bottom of Clara Mountain in Mill Street, so I don't see that hill at all.
Yeah, well, you told that. You told me there after during the break that yourself and Liz, you came second, or sorry, fifth or sixth.
What we came 11th in the GAA Classic in for
Killa. Which yeah. That's a big beat. Now, I think there's 300 teams in that, I'm sure.
There was, I think, 180 teams in it, so we did very
200
well.
200 teams, yeah.
Yeah,
over 3 days, sorry, it was over 3 days.
It was over 3 days, and Beanie Cronin played with us, and yeah, we just, again, we synced well, and we had an amazing time at it, really.
And would you go to many classics?
This year we have, because the weather's so good, and I've had the time in my hands to go, and Liz has the time, and we've all made decisions that we'll go and play a bit more golf. So it's a great sport. I absolutely love it, and I mean, the amenity for y'all here with y'all golf club is just amazing. And I think it's up to people to actually use it and enjoy it. And like the lads up there, Morris, and the lads up on the course, they just put in amazing work, and it's amazing up there, yeah.
But do you know what strikes me, you know, is like the two ladies, you decided you were going up anyway, and you were going to take part in this, whether you got someone or not, and you were going to play away or whatever the case may be. Like, you know, many women want to do that.
Well, we are called the dedicated golfers.
You know,
it's a game of fun. friendship and frustration. I think that's what I see golf as.
The three F's.
Absolutely, the three F's of life. And I enjoy the fun of it, and I've made great friendships through it. And the frustration is that game when you're out there and you have the bad shot and you don't put the putt in the hole and you're kicking yourself inside. But you know what, you come off it and you go back and out for another day, and that's what it's all about, really.
But today you get a good shot.
Absolutely. You enjoy it.
Yeah.
And you sing.
You get that pair, you get that pair, or you get a birdie or something. One of those
rare
things.
Well, Tony got a birdie on the day on that hole.
One of those rare things, when you get a bird.
Yeah, absolutely. It's excitement, I suppose. Yeah, it's great.
Okay, and like fair play, like, you know... I've been in a few classics now. No, not in later years, but I don't know, have I ever, very seldom that you'll see female golfers in the classics, like, except, you know, different days, like, different...
I think there's a lot more women participating now. And
good,
yeah,
that's great.
Absolutely,
news.
And I think it's time that all the women of you all decided, look, man, up and join it. And I think there's a perception as well around the golf club, but it's up to people to change that perception themselves that, you know, maybe... I don't know, there's an old-fashioned ideal around it.
Yeah, that might be a gender thing either, you know what I mean?
Oh, no, it's not gender.
Yeah, a lot of people, a lot of men would feel that as well.
Yeah, exactly. But I think actually it just takes that one step to actually get up there and get in and join it and enjoy it.
What I found, how I joined golf myself, I was joined Milton for a small while now, but the circumstances took over, changed life. But the Golf Society really is a great way to introduce people to golf.
Absolutely. I never joined a golf society though before I joined the golf club. And I am in the Nuke Society actually, and it's great because you get days out and you travel with it and you go to different places, and it's amazing how you can actually have great fun in all of these.
And mightn't come home too early.
Mightn't, no return. We're out to enjoy life, Mike.
So great news. So what's for the future?
What's for the future? Should this week now coming, I'm playing golf 3 days this week coming, so yeah, I look forward to it all. And the mixed foursomes above on a Friday evening is absolutely fantastic. And I think what's great about that is that you can actually come from any club. It's open. And what I found about that anyway last year was that in the mixed foursomes, I actually got to know an awful lot of people above in the golf club that I wouldn't have known, because you're playing with different people every Friday evening. And you know, it's fantastic socialising and everything. So it's there to be enjoyed, and you know, it's at our doorstep.
So well done and congratulations. And first of all, are you happy with the prize?
Absolutely, we were delighted with the prize. We enjoyed it all. And I have to say thanks to CRY for the sponsorship. Thanks to Morris and them for the course. And the best luck to Chris O'Brien, who's actually just starting above with food. And it's up to you all locals to support it, to actually, you know, give him that step that he needs on his way forward.
And as you mentioned, the food there, can you go any day yourself and have it? Or
any day at all. And I think this Sunday, actually, he's having a debut of a la carte meal. So look for everyone and you all to support him, to be great. And it's a beautiful venue. Absolutely gorgeous.
Oh, there's no question about that.
No doubt about it. It's probably one of the best venues in York.
As you mentioned, the three F's, it might be a frustrating place. When you go, there's a few spots going along there, especially going along the top now before you start coming around down the hill there.
Oh yeah, there's a lot of different holes that you're probably christening. We've well christened, Michael.
Yeah,
not in the right way, but like...
There's a few cornfields there that you could lose your ball to.
The only thing I say about it is that, you know, you're not supposed to use bad language on the golf course, but I get away with it because a few years ago I did a retreat.
Well, thanks very much for coming in. I'm delighted that you've come in, and it was great to make your acquaintance, and well done again to Katie on that. Sorry, Kate, do you want to come in there?
I just want to say thanks to Liz Welsh and Tony Lynch for playing with me as well. It was fantastic.